Hey guys, thank you for coming in. Let's see if I can get more people in. Yeah, but I need to do more promotion about this space. Let's see. Yeah, so today's space won't be long. Most likely 20 to 15 minutes. Yeah, I got a lot of, stuff going on right now. But yeah, so just gonna come in and talk a little bit about Juno for a little bit to see if anybody interested in chatting as well. But yeah, so it's been a pretty good week for Juno. So pretty excited. I don't really talk about price anyway, but like I'm still happy about this week. Hopefully things stabilize and doesn't go in a downtrend again. But things are looking good. As like a community member, I'm looking forward for the Juno Charter. I know Powerball down there like contribute a lot to that. So I'm looking forward for some of the reform and see what's come next, because Juno is shipping every week now. Not every week, I'd say, but like every couple weeks. It's interesting because I think since March, Juno shipped like 5 upgrades already. So we're going fast. What's up, Massive? I see you down below. I don't know if you want to join in and chat a little bit more. What's up, Chad? Thank you guys for coming in. This is a weekly space about Juno. It's been going for 21 weeks now. I'm excited to talk about Juno for the most part. But yeah, as you all know, Juno's been going on a tear this week. Man. For me, that's not the most exciting thing about Juno this week. It's the charter and like V17 going live on Monday, I think, which is 3 second block time. That's a good improvement from 6 second to 3 second. So we're getting there. Juno is getting better in the core stack, and there's one thing I saw when Jake was doing his presentation that I feel like might bring a lot of value to developer being on Juno. It's like a building model for core stack of Juno, like the not the SDK, control with Cosmosm. So I feel like that can be huge in a sense. And also DAO getting expanded to different chain. I think I'm going there. So I don't know if any of you guys want to come in and chat. Chad, I don't think I ever talked to you before. I don't know if you want to come in and chat for a little bit. But today's space won't be long. It's just a short one. Just about 15 to 20 minutes. And as of myself, as for Atlas DAO, we're still here building in this bear market as an NFT collection. Like my goal and I just like to bring more fun to Atlas NFTs and like make it cool in a sense, because when our liquidity is not the best for any project, so let's focus on the fun. And like I see Atlas DAO is a trusted project, I guess. So I'm excited to utilize DAO to do every aspect of Atlas NFT. But as for Juno, things are going well. So when I'm trying to think about the other thing to say, since I'm not good at talking with myself, but yeah. I don't know if you guys already share like your anything you have for feedback for like the charter. Make sure to do so. That would be great. So that's all. And I know like there's another space going on next Thursday for like the charter. So if you guys there can come in and chat there too. So I'm looking to see more projects launching on Juno after the charter. Because one thing that I've been seeing with Juno that's like kind of getting on me is like the trust. So I think the charter, if done right, could bring that trust back, because now the common will be dissolved. That was like a major issue for everybody. So that's getting done. And also the transparency aspect, Juno will be the most decentralized chain in the governance and like community pool and aspect of that. So that would be interesting. With the representation of people there and like transparency, that would be cool to see. I'm just excited to see the experiment. Will that bring any fruit to Juno? Time will tell, you know. I hope we can get the right people involved in this sub-down department to get things done quick, done right, you know. Because we still gotta have to rely on like people management skill, but it's still a veto aspect of the community in the sub-down and like the department aspect. So I hope as a community we get the right people involved. But I'm also grateful to see all these great people coming together and doing some stuff, because in this bear, people love to do stuff when things are easy, but like when things are hard, people tend to step away. So like WhatsApp, Tony, glad to see you joining, man. I know you're at work, but like I appreciate it for tuning in. So this is our weekly Juno talk. So it's been happening every week now for 21 weeks. Sometimes we have a lot of people, sometimes we don't. I think that's on my part because I forgot to kind of like do some marketing on the space and like share it everywhere and like announcing it. So I'll do better next week. But I'm pretty excited about the next phase for Juno. What's up, Crypto Dungeon? I don't know if you want to come in and join, but I invite you to speak. But today's space will be short, like I mentioned before. But there's a lot of excitement happening right now. And you know, glad to see some people back in Telegram and Discord that I haven't seen in a while. Dungeon, I see you coming in. What's up, man? I'm doing good. Can't complain.
I actually just played a Stargaze game.
Which game?
It's called Alpha Centaurians. They just came out in the Genesis Mint. Like, but they've been saying, "Oh, we're gonna make a game." But it actually works. It's pretty cool. And their OG NFT is like 8,000 stars right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember them. They were like a Genesis collection, because I also did the Genesis collection. Sky Monk still there on Stargaze. Yeah, I remember them, like with the game and all that. But I'm glad they were able to do it, to fulfill their promise. So that's beta, right? They're on beta now, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still a little buggy, but it's cool that it works. Well, my volume's not working that well here. I might have to go on my phone. Stupid PC thing. How are you guys doing?
No worries. I'm doing good, you know, just talking about Juno and see what's going on.
Well, it's up like 3,000% like in the last couple of days. Every day it's been up.
Don't jinx it. You never know. Watch after this space, things are going down again.
Don't jinx it. You never know. Watch after this.
What's up, Massive? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on? Just joined. Saw you were up here by yourself, so thought I'd come say hi at least.
Yeah, I was there for. And like, I made the mistake of like, and I like mentioning the space everywhere. I need to start doing better in the marketing aspect, because the first few weeks we had a lot of people, like 50, 60 people every week. I stopped marketing it, and like, we barely have any people now, but that's fine. I just have to do more marketing after next now. But I see, what's up, Bibu? I don't know if I'm saying your name right, but how's it going, man? But Massive, what's the most interesting part of for you about the charter? I know you've been working hard on that. What are you interested in the most? What's keep you up about the charter?
Sorry, I had to switch over to my phone.
Yeah, no, are you good?
Yeah, I never thought Juno was going to be dead, but you know that price action was just sort of a combination of psychological things. Everyone was just kind of dumping, but they've been building pretty nonstop, so I'm pretty optimistic actually, and I hold a pretty nice bag myself, so I'm really happy to see that they're recovering.
Yes, Sam. So I just hope it's not a fake one. You know what I mean? There's not to be like pessimistic, but
no. When it pumps like this 3 days in a row, like 30%. I mean, it was at 13 cents, and now it's like 22. It's almost 100% up. I mean, that's not insignificant, and it's still going up. Like that's a lot of straight days of climbing. It's just you don't know what's going to happen in the greater crypto market, so it could drop again. But
yeah, the only thing is that might have been the bottom in a sense, but we never know. Because I don't know if you saw the FTX like liquidation list. They have like 500 million or 500,000 of Bitcoin or something like that. They have to liquidate.
Yeah,
is that a spot liquidation? It's gonna be.
I can't believe the government's doing that though. It's ridiculous. Like they manipulate stuff so much, and at some point that's got to end. I mean, whatever temporarily happens to the market, I don't really care. I'm in this for the long haul, so it could dump. Who knows?
Yeah, but like you said, I'm here for a long term too. And the only thing is, I see like with the whole Juno saga is like a chain is only dead as like when the community of the other developments stop happening. And now there's a lot of development, a lot of community interaction, and we've been having like a community governance change happening as we speak. So a community lead governance change. So that's pretty epic by himself. But yeah, Massive, I wanted to ask you because you've been working hard on the charter. What are you excited the most about the charter? Like, what do you think it's the most valuable aspect of it?
Transparency, number one. but I can't take too much credit for the charter. That's mainly Little Lee's work. But I have been trying to join all those spaces and contribute what I can. So,
yeah, Little D is he's a goat, man. This dude he's done a lot for the charter. I think he took the lead on it too. So that's
yeah, he's a real giga brain on governance type stuff. So I'm really glad to have him around. He's helped NetDAO a lot, and I think he can help Juno a lot. So,
you know what? Like the most, I want him like his meme. You know, like in the NetDAO Discord, all this GM in the morning, you know, always crack me up.
Yeah, he always tries to maintain a good spirit around our Discord. So it's good to have people like that. That even when the market's down like this, that you know we can still have fun and be friends.
Yeah. Like I said, yeah, we also need more fun in Juno too. We've been in a train wreck of mind brain craziness. So so let's bring some more fun in Juno, you know. Hopefully that can happen after this pump. But what's up, Kaku and Tiberius? How are you guys doing? But yeah, so like I said, this space won't be long. But I just want to say thank you guys for coming in and joining today. So I'm planning on doing more marketing in the aspect to bring more people in. Because like I said, we usually have more people than that, but like, I'm thankful for you guys. But as like for like Atlas, we're still here building. We have our own collection on Juno. So hopefully you can get some stuff going on there. So stay tuned for that. But Crypto Dungeon, I know you're building your game and you have your I see the art you've been doing. You've been posting. It's pretty good, man. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
We had a different artist in the beginning, and I liked her. She just, the communication wasn't great. And this guy is friends with our dungeon master. We know him, so he's good, and it's working really well. We're gonna probably finish in time to launch in November. So I just it's a nightmare staying in the Cosmos active set. It's just like a nonstop battle when you're in the bottom 10.
Yeah, it is. Have you guys? I don't know what's the policy of like the delegation of what's in the ICF or like even I know even National do some delegation and stuff like that, but not a big fan, but yeah, they do.
Yeah, we have bad luck with getting delegations. I mean, I missed Juno's. We got Stargazes, so like I was pretty happy about that. We're like in the top 32 or 3 or something on Stargaze, but yeah, I mean, Juno, we have a lot of support from the community, like you guys do, and we did one stupid thing. We missed that delegation.
Yeah, that whole typo thing was a little bit stupid, but I will say the whole thing was kind of a mess too. Like it took way longer for him to figure all that out, and it was almost up on the time period it was supposed to be.
Yeah, so. it was a technicality. Like we had our logo on Kepler and not Mintscan, and they're both validators. So Cosmos Station is Mintscan and Kepler is Kepler. So they're saying, oh, we didn't have it on the right one that they support, so we don't qualify for delegation. And like, I don't know, we worked our butts off. So it sucks, but that's what it is. I'm still,
still working hard. But I don't think it was anything against you guys. I think it was just a technicality, and they were like so buried in the delegation work anyway. And it was like
they could have fixed it.
They could have, but it will be redelegated again. So hopefully you catch the next round.
I don't see why
you wouldn't, because you are definitely a supporter around here, and the program seems to be supporting people who are actually here in Juno.
Yeah, so. Well, I think the community is really strong. It's just that there was so much FUD, you know, and that's what happens in crypto. It's like 1,000 times more powerful than the regular stock market when someone says something and it's negative. So when the price goes up, it's ridiculous. When the price goes down, it just doesn't make sense either. But I feel like we're going to do really well in a bull market.
Well, that's something too. The new charter will help out the council, because it will be taking over the delegation program under one of the sub DAOs there. So they'll
that's
be
awesome.
More open and transparent about that. So
that's awesome.
I think that'll be a good thing for Juno.
Well, I'm glad the Core One agreed to it. I mean, that's given up a lot of responsibility for them.
Yeah.
Did I lose you guys?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead. I see.
God, I didn't say anything. So.
Oh, my bad. I see some new people coming in. What's up, Mike? Tink, Pobo. Glad to see you guys. And yeah. I know crypto.
Sorry, Jacob. But I think part of the problem in our Discord, we marked this as like 6 hours from now or something. So we had our time wrong on our bot that informs us.
Do you guys know much about Balanced DAO?
I know the basic about like the token burn and like to balance. And I know that they're doing some cool stuff in that aspect. I just got a different point of view on it, but at the end of the day, it's like, as Juno need other people to build on the chain, and anything constructive by the community should be looked at. You know what I mean? It's not like there's one way to do everything, you know?
Yeah, and you're right. That's like, it's going to survive because the community is working hard to keep it going and building on it. And that was just one idea, and you know, how to make Juno more valuable and more scarce. There's a lot of good ideas out there, and there's a lot of people working hard. So I have a lot of hope for the future here.
Yeah, so that's what I see it too. You know, like any other chain, like in order to for any chain to be successful, it's not like you need one person or like one group of the community to spearhead everything. You need different entity to come together and just have the belief that the chain will be successful and just do the one thing. You know what I mean? Like, and Ethereum, you know, many organizations out there, like thousands.
It'll be successful because all of us are going to make it successful. That's what makes something survive and do well. I mean, it's all of us together working hard.
Yeah, it's true. And also glad to see like so many people like working in this bear market in Juno. I feel like that's like the, not like to be put on a bad way. It's like at all the chain right now in the bear market to pick Juno to focus on or like to do some cool stuff on, it's kind of like logically for like if you're a city guy, be like, oh no, that's not it. But like glad to see people sticking around, you know, because one thing that I'm kind of sad about is like, you know, Juno, like the airdrop was all to Atom holder, right? I thought like since the airdrop was free to them, at least the Atom holder, the whale, would be doing something for Juno. But I guess not. You know what I mean? Like they all got like free money, but instead of helping the chain, we gave them tons of money. I remember in a bull market, some people got like 100,000 of like from Juno, like if they kept it and stuff like that. But in return, they like doodle on Juno or something like that, or shitting on Juno. So it's funny to watch. Like one thing with me, like the way I think about the whole crypto in general, like see like the psychology of crypto and like people in general doing the bull and bear market, I kind of find it funny and it's kind of an enjoyment of like looking over this aspect of crypto, you know what I mean? It's funny, but yeah, that's like some chill on me, some thing I'm thinking about. What do you guys think about that, like the whole Cosmos or airdrop from Juno and stuff, and they haven't contributed anything to the chain? I don't know if you guys ever thought of that.
Oh yeah, I think that's, you know, hindsight's 2020, and looking back at the airdrop, there was definitely mistakes made, but I do think that a lot of those people that didn't want to be here were gonna dump have already done so a long time ago. So I feel like we've flushed out some of that in this bear market, at least.
Yeah, my opinion is pretty unpopular. I mean, I was absolutely for Prop 16. I mean, he never should have had those tokens. It wasn't eligible. Yes, it hurt Juno to do that, but I think that was the right move ethically, and governance is law, not the other way around. So.
Oh yeah, no. What I was referring to is not like necessarily Prop 16. I was referring to all the Atom holder who received the airdrop, because the genesis of Juno was airdrop to Atom holder. I'm saying, why haven't they contributed to the chain? You know what I mean? They got free money.
Well, I mean, that happens on every chain, and I didn't get the airdrop, but I bought in at the beginning, right on launch. And I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that probably did get the airdrop that are still contributing here. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not really worried about it. There are things that really suck. Like I'm upset about Windao, and like that's going to be just not a good look. But I think Juno as a whole is going to do fine, even with the price action.
I wish one now, like we could just fork Juno swap and take all the Windao good stuff in there, because I know like they even open source the lending and stuff
and just make it a no token. There's no token attached to it, and just launch it like that. You know what I mean? I'm tired of token decks and like tokens.
There's been a lot of talks like that already about it, like a tokenless decks. It's like more of a public good for Juno. So,
it's just, well, who would build that though?
And who to build that? Yeah, exactly. So, but there are some ideas around that floating.
I mean, we could build something. I just don't want to be attached to anything that could be considered a rug.
Yeah,
that's we don't want, and we don't want like another win situation, you know, because this looks like Juno keeps moving from decks to decks to decks, and it's not a good look.
Yeah, and I hope in the future, like when a decks came and asked for like, oh, I need incentivation, and Juno knows to say no. You know what I mean? It's like we've gone to it, so now we know. So please no more. You know what I mean? But thank you guys for coming in again. Like, I see we got a few more people joining in. But I see Tink in the building, WhatsApp Tink. And it's nice, really, you know. Can't wait to see you guys. I know Crypto Dungeon, you will be there. How about you, Massive? Will you be there at Nashville?
I can't make it, but I think possibly a few of our people are going to be there.
Yeah, nice. Can't wait, man. I'm ready. I'm like, yo, can't wait to be in Nashville. I haven't been to Nashville too, so that'll be a good time too.
Where are you from, Jacob?
I was born in Haiti, but like right now I'm in Jersey.
Oh, okay. I'm from Pennsylvania originally, but
yeah. Oh, we're close by. It was like one hour, like 1 to 2 hours away, so that's not bad.
Yeah. Maybe for me, it's a 9-hour drive.
Okay. Oh, damn. That's not bad. You could drive. I don't know if you're driving. Are you driving?
Yeah, we're going to drive down because we're probably going to bring some stuff. Because, you know, if we have a booth, we want to have some stuff to show off. And
maybe I need to check how much is the, how long is the distance to drive. Maybe I should drive too. I haven't even checked that, but I need to check that.
Yeah, our whole team might be there, actually. I'm trying to get the one last guy to come, and he's got to take a board exam again, but he might show up too. So it'll be, could be four of us.
Nice, nice, nice. But I don't know if you think when I come up, but yeah, so.
He said he's ordering food, but he's gonna try to come up in a bit when he can.
And again, great. But apart of that, like, do you think I'm missing anything like related to Juno and stuff like that? I see Finn in the building. What's up, Finn? Thank you for recording the space. But yeah.
I think now that the price action is turning the other way, all we have to do is, you know, just be optimistic again and start getting the word out there. I think it's going to be fine. I guess it's a risk. We have to say we're not financial advisors, all that stuff, but I don't know. I mean, like, there's legit products being built. People are saying, oh, there's no apps being built, but DAO is ridiculous. It's going to be on like 10 million different chains, and NetaDAO is still building, and there's even Loop. I mean, Loop, everyone thought that was like kind of not really going to be anything, and they're still working hard. And there's, you know, if you're working and there's no money, I think that's impressive. So it shows something.
True. Also, Atlas DAO, I know the remaining NFT collection on Juno still there trying their best to win some fun. I don't know. Have you guys looked at the art for Atlas NFT yet? I don't know if you guys did, but have you looked at it? Massive. I don't know if you look at it yet.
Actually, Massive, what's going on with those idols? I have like a million of them. Are they still, you guys still working on that?
That's a water slide, and we've been trying to figure out his direction with them. He's talked about like taking them to like Stargaze or something possibly for the next season. So I'm not really sure what he's planning yet.
Oh, I got that giant package. It was like 300 Juno or whatever it was, but I was looking forward to leveling them up.
Yeah, maybe we should win idol. And they're like, we need some update. Come on, Idol. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't know if any of you guys below want to come on and chat. It's open mic. Anything you want to chat in about Juno, come in and share your thoughts. You know what I mean? You know, we all believe in Juno for the most part. And like the space, I've been doing this space for about 21 weeks now. And like the goal is just to talk and try my best to like share some fun because Juno been through hell. As you literally in a sense. But I'm also glad to see things start coming around. And if you guys haven't been paying attention to what's going on in Genoa now, we have the charter prop draft going on, and the working group is requesting feedback from the community so you can go and share your feedback. So basically the charter is just like another different path forward for like Juno governance and ensuring better transparency and accountability for the whole space for Juno. And it's kind of new in a sense because every aspect of it is controlled by the Juno holders. So transparency at its finest, you know. So one thing that I like about it, I never like pay attention is the council aspect. There's not like some of the council, it's all the department have to come with an agreement of like what kind of money to spend, like what kind of Juno to spend. So there need to be like a consensus between the department. So in a sense, like every aspect of the budget have to go to multiple people and be like, yo, do we have to spend this? Do you have to spend this? So it's kind of like bring more transparency also, but like more like, how could I say it? A better money management in a sense. So that should be cool. Like I'm full on like I'm a decentralized maxi kind of guy in a sense. So I'm looking forward to see like how this experiment come in. It's like that's what I'm looking forward to, like in the next 3-6 months. Will this work out or not? Because if it does, I do believe other chain will play into that field and try to make that happen for their own chain. So Juno is the chain to experiment on, so might as well. And also the constitution that will come afterward too. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, what's up, Tank? How's it going?
What's up, guys? Sorry about that. I was dropping off the kids and wife at this bounce house thing and ordering food. Like, love the conversation. Always love the conversation.
Yeah, Tank, always glad to have you, man. You don't go... you're OG in the space too, you know, with IBC gang and all that. But yeah, so what's your honest opinion on Juno? Yeah, you know what I mean? I want your honest opinion. No sugarcoating or anything. What do you think about Juno current?
Yeah, price action or like what do I think overall of Juno?
Not price, yeah. I don't like talking about price at all. Just Juno in general.
I think Juno in general, and I'm sorry, I'm dropping off my kids right now. I think Juno in general right now, like if you didn't know anything about the past, nothing like that, but if somebody was to be sending an elevator pitch about Juno right now, it is in the most bullish position it could ever be in for a permissionless smart contract.
All right, guys, you ready here? Thanks. Let's see what happened in the next 6 months. We'll think we'll be proving wrong, or we'll think proving right. Let's see.
Well, we went up 100, almost 100% in the last 3 days, so I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, same too. I'm excited too. So as you can see, I'm still here. So I'm excited. But I see Robo in the building. I know Robo be having some fun time with Juno lately. But I don't know if you wanna come in. And share your thought on Juno. But
sorry, Jacob. I just want to. If you guys don't mind, I just want to. I was like right in the middle of what I was saying. All that stuff. I was dropping off the kids out of the car, so I was like kind of distracted. If you don't mind, I'd like to elaborate a little bit to everybody else in the room on why I actually think Juno is in that position.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, again, I've been kind of preaching this a lot recently on my streams and stuff like that. But if you look at what the charter is proposing and setting up for a permissionless chain like Juno, it's fundamentally one of the most valuable things that could ever be explored in the greater crypto landscape, not just Cosmos, but the greater crypto landscape. Like, think about it. And I could be wrong. I keep saying this, and hopefully I'm not. But if I am, somebody please step in and tell me there's something similar or it's been done before. But is there any other permissionless smart contract protocol that will be fully structured and managed by the community without prior token allocations, seed sales, or VC funding before giving it out to the people? And so what I'm trying to say at, and if you get, if there is, cut me off again. But what I'm trying to hint at to you guys, if you guys don't understand where I'm going with this, is with the regulatory uncertainty that's out there throughout crypto, Juno, amongst all, has the best opportunity to avoid all of that bullshit. All of that, unless we know, I don't know something that I don't know. Like, right, like we don't have to worry about the securities or risk. And then think about like this, right? Like, you know, Jacob, you're a huge NFT guy, and I've just grown myself into being one over the past year. But like, it's a known fact that, you know, Juno pretty much socially rejected NFTs by large throughout its big run up. For what reason, I really don't know. But think about it this way: with what's happening recently with the SEC going after NFT projects and NFT artists and whatnot. Again, if you are a project, whether you're NFTs or you're just writing a DApp or whatever, probably Juno more than ever now, if the charter actually works and if things get dissolved, like big ifs, right? But if it actually happens, it will be probably one of the safest place to build by large. That's super valuable. That is insanely valuable if you know the structure of where you can build and what to expect versus going to anywhere else where you have the first uncertainty, both financially and regulatory-wise, of you know, early seed round investors buying or raising capital, you know, in whichever manner they did, you know, that's one, horrible for your adoption financially of your token or DApp or project, be it NFT or not, you know, and then two, for regulatory situations, like that's another thing that's just super, super nerve-wracking, right? Like Juno, and if you guys don't see the bigger picture, Juno is set up right now, if we capitalize this charter correctly, in the most best possible like scenario ever. So I don't know, maybe people are just, I want to do some sleuthing about the price. I want to see like how much people are actually buying this token. Is it just a couple of wallets? You know, is it a handful? Is it like actually the community buying a whole bunch? But like this is, it's cool to see, right? It's really cool to see.
Yeah, true. And also one thing that I like will happen also is like some of the issue that people add also with the core one team that will be dissolved, and also like all the token allocation that they had also will be going to governance smart contract, and also Lobo is Genesis allocation will be returned to the community. So all of this is like, it's kind of like a good way to get things started.
Yeah, like there's there's a lot more positives right now. Like again, like if you didn't know, if you had an elevator pitch this, which it definitely wasn't an elevator pitch, but like if you had to break it down right now and you weren't exposed to all that bullshit and like kind of bias hurt that a lot of people have because we've all been in Juno for as long as we've been. Like if you were to look at it right now for what it is, you go, holy shit, this is an actually really good place to build something. Like, I don't know what that is, but it's a really good place to build something, right? There's more positives than there are negatives right now.
I'm with you on the same, and that's why I'm still here and still pushing Juno forward as much as I can. And yeah, so everybody, if you're listening here, just look deeper than CT, you know? And also one thing that I also wanted to mention is like, we're still in a bear market too. So people think think will get easier as time passes. Until we have like until stock price start going up and stuff like that, we'll still see like a downtrend of everything. And I see like many people forget that aspect of the bear market. It's like I don't get it. Like I feel like the most important thing about any chain in the bear market is are they building or is changing is happening, and also the narrative. You know what I mean? Narrative can change like in 1 second in crypto. So I don't see like how people try to fade Juno out. You might not like the chain, but you don't have to like a chain to contribute to the chain and like see the ethos of Juno, like what it stands for. It's not like the decentralized aspect. And I'm looking forward to see in the next 2 months to see with the charter, if that's done right, like you mentioned, thing will change for the better. And I'm looking forward to to start talking on people's face though. But hopefully I'm right. Hopefully we will, I think. Hopefully the white people will get involved in the department. And hopefully we can push you forward to that too. Think.
Yeah, there's a lot of you know, things that have to fall into place or seemingly close enough at least into place. Things don't necessarily have to be perfect. In fact, I'm expecting things not to be perfect. You know, I'm not, you know, this is my first rodeo with things. But if they do just come close to falling in the right places with the right people, like, man, it's going to be really fun to watch what happens. Right. So we'll see.
Yeah. Have you thought about like joining any department or anything of that sort or not yet?
You know, I've had some talks with some other, Juno working group members. Obviously, people have shouted my name out a few times. You know, I would be honored to, but only if the community feels like it's a right fit. Like, right, like I think my expertise and what I could bring would be more so on the operation side of things than anything. But again, it's just whatever the community like feels is warranted. So. If I get nominated, I'm not gonna nominate myself. I was thinking about it or like a lot. I don't think I'm gonna nominate myself, but if I do get nominated for a position, I think I would turn it down if it wasn't on the operations, because that's just not my area of expertise. And even if I do get nominated for operations, if I get shut down and you know the community says no, like I'll just take that graciously and still cheer the Juno working charter and group on. And the rest of Juno, but you know, it is what it is. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Glad to hear, man. And also with that said, if anybody else wanna come in up and chat, Wobo, I saw you came in before, but you left. But Massive, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say, Lil D has spoken a lot to this too, and even Jake's kind of, you know, seeing the light too that. Chains are going to have to start competing on regulatory compliance, whether we like it or not. We all like to think of this as the Wild West, but regulation is coming, and the chains that are going to survive are the ones that are already ahead of the curve on that and properly setting themselves up to run like a business, not this Wild West. Whatever you want, unregulated security, which that's. What a lot of people want, but that's not what is going to eventually win. And Juno can be way ahead of the game by getting all of this in place. And we were already way ahead of the game on the token itself, just in the way it was airdropped. Like there's a reason the chains like Neutron and things like that didn't drop to the United States, because they're already unregulated securities. Under the Halley test. I mean, that's, and Juno already has a distinct advantage there when people start to realize it and start looking for just less money go up and what technology is here and what regulatory compliance a chain has for their business to operate on.
True. And also, Juno be getting a lot of upgrade lately. I think since March, Juno has like 5 upgrade already, and the new upgrade V17 that also brought a lot of new change and another good feature to the chain. So it's not like the chain nothing is happening. It's like the core stack is getting better and better.
I love what Matt's saying, and that's in my long-winded way, that's kind of what I'm saying, right? Like, as I'm sitting here listening, I'm trying to correct myself and not be as biased, but like, think about all the bigger smart contract protocols that are out there, right? Solana, there was funding, right? There was seed sales, there was all this other stuff. So even Ethereum, there was seed sales, there was angel investors and all this other stuff. Like all of that stuff is not going to pass the sniff test, like, or is already under the microscope. Like, he's absolutely right. Like, one way or another, we're going to have to come to terms with our ideal or our hopes and dreams of this being the wild, wild west and getting away with it it's stupid. Like, resistance is futile. Like, it just is what it is. Like, I don't want to bend the knee, but like, it just is what it is. Look at, what did I say? Solana already, Cardano. Like, nope, you can't, that doesn't pass the test either. Like, all of them don't pass the test. Juno does, though. The one and only, as much as people hate Juno, Juno does because of the way that it was introduced to everybody.
True to that. But also, have you looked into like the tokenomic aspect of Juno at all? What do you think about that?
Are you talking like, so tokenomics means a lot, right? Like, what part of tokenomics
not the price action, but like more like the inflation.
Inflation schedule and whatnot. I think it's fine. Like, honestly, you know, I don't know. Like, I heard you guys talking about balance and all this stuff. There's stuff that can affect it. And, you know, things are ever changing or whatnot. But like, I think it's fine the way it is. I really do.
Yeah, and also one thing that I like with the tokenomics is like it's like a fixed supply in a sense, and also it's a low supply in a sense, like most people like to say, oh, low supply is good for price go up. I don't like talking about price. What I'm saying is and also the inflation for Juno will go down to 10% in less than 28 days. So that's also
insane to think, dude. I can't believe already. I remember when it first came out, I was like, 30, 20, 10, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, all the way down. I can't believe we're coming close to that already.
Yeah. It was higher than 33. It was, it was like 50 something when it started, or maybe 40.
Yeah. But I'm just going off what was on the white paper or whatever. Right, like that's how it was supposed to be. But yeah, you make a good point too. It hasn't ever been exactly what the paper said, and that's been interesting too. So like we if you're here for the long haul, and I have, I like, and don't get me wrong, guys, I've already reaped my benefit financially from Juno. So like I have made a little bit of an investment, and thank God it's coming close to being free and clear again. But like when I take investment, or like when I make long-term investments, like I literally take long-term investment. So like I'm looking 5 years, 6 years, 7 years down, especially when it comes to technology options and things that I spend money on, right? Like the old saying, it's cliche, but it's absolutely true. You got to give technology time to develop and literally like have an effect on what it's trying to have effect on before the real value comes. And like right now, I feel like Juno's like, it's a stumbling, bumbling baby. And yes, it's been a little bit as somebody that's invested some love onto this baby, it's kind of frustrating sometimes to see it like walk into the wall and stumble and fall on its face. But you know, it's still fucking early. And now look at it, now like we're saying, like Bassi was saying, like now look at it, right? It's already, as it seemingly was, just bumbling around and fumbling and looking like a goofball, like a baby damn giraffe with no legs underneath them. Like now, but look at where it's standing, right? It's far ahead of everybody else because nobody else is taking the initiative to get ahead of regulatory compliance. Like, what? Where did that come from? Out of like fucking all this hate and bullshit that everybody was, going out there and posting about Juno, it just snuck up underneath everybody under the radar, and now it's in the best position by far than any other smart contract application or protocol that's presented to the people. So, like, look at it this way. Do you guys really think any of the other ones are going to go through what they need to go through to get to anywhere close of a structure that the charter is presenting for the protocol?
No. I think what's going to happen after Juno, after the charter aspect become a success story, most chain will just copy the chart and be like, yeah, I'm gonna do that.
But good luck even trying to copy it though, right? Because it's the one thing that sets Juno apart from everything else is the way that it was airdropped to everybody. The way that it was just, even if it was that was all fucked up, right? Like, you can't go back. You can copy the charter, you can copy the structure, but you can't go back and redistribute. You can't go back and refund all this money. Like, you can't. Solana can't do it. You can't go back and go, oh, we were just joking. Let's do this all over again. You can't do it with ETH. You can't do it with ADA. You can't do it with any other smart contract app. You can't do it with Neutron. You can't do it. You can copy it all you want, but you can't do the birth, how it actually arrived.
Yeah, that's why like, I'm like, okay, let's get it going, man. It's like,
and other chains are not working on this stuff either. It, Atom itself was supposed to have a constitution a long time ago, and they still have not been able to cross the goalpost. Juno is farther than Atom on that front. I mean, and think of how much money is behind that. So it's like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, let's say after all this, let's say looking forward in 6 to 1 year, and after all this, and Juno is a success story. So we have story to tell, you know what I mean? Like, come back and be like, yo, look, we contribute to something that's actually doing good, and that's like something like in my mind. It's kind of like I see the future where Juno can be a success story in like in a good chain, and providing value to his holder, and I'm like, yo, let's do it. That's like driving me every day in a sense. Like, even to all this hate, every time I post something about Juno, even though I never talk about price, you know what I mean? I just say, oh, Juno is good. Like, let's keep contributing, and you see all these hate in the comment. I'm like, okay, fine with me. I don't mind getting the hate in a sense. Just a matter of seeing like beside the tweet morph, beside that, and seeing like all these bright people like Ray, Signal, and all the other people trying their best to make the chain happen without being compensated. That's what people get. Like, all of this is happening without anybody being compensated. It's not like, oh my gosh, Juno is throwing money at a bunch of contributors. It's people contribute out of the free time because they believe that something can happen then. And even, let's say in the future, let's say we all won, Juno don't succeed. All of this experience can be transferred to something better. So there's nothing to be lost in this experiment of making Juno better. There's more to gain, you know what I mean? And that's what excited me every day. It's like, I don't care what you guys think about Juno. I just know, like, to my interaction with the chain, to what's happening on the ground, you know what I mean? Thing are happening. So that's like, oh, I don't care what you guys think in the sense. I'm still on Juno forever until something I don't know happened, you know? So far, so good. Yeah, go ahead, Tank.
Sorry, I know you guys are probably like, this motherfucking Tank, he likes to rant so much and hear his own
voice. I like your talking point, man. I that's why I like to have you in there.
No, I love talking about Juno, right? It's so, obviously, like, but it's so funny. You talk about these people who are so negative Nancy's, right? Like, they'll come out there, you say one good thing about Juno and you're a fucking idiot. They come out of the woodworks with their pitchforks and shit that burn you down or point some shit out. And it's like, you gotta ask these guys and ask yourself at the same time, like, what defines success for Juno? Is it because, does it have to go back to all-time highs to be a success? Like, that's what I would like to ask all the haters and everybody else that actually is even supporters of Juno. Is success defined by price? Does it have to go back to all-time high? Can it go to $5 and be an absolute success?
Yeah, that's what, like, I remember, that's why I asked someone to on Twitter, and he never answered back. Like I was, I'm like, do you get success by like 100x, 20,000x? Is that successful? Like, for me, like, the way I see success for it, you know? He's like, we get too past all of that, right? And we've been like true structure to the chain, you know what I mean? And it's not a matter of like price going to all-time high for me. It's a matter of getting the chain to a better standing than it was. And also being involved in that aspect, you know what I mean? And seeing like all these things flourish out of Juno. Yeah. And even if Juno don't ever go to all-time high and like, let's say the charter aspect is good, we still have people contribute to the chain. It's a community chain, right? If it's if the chain can be owned by the community and everybody around the community can contribute to the chain and make it better, I call that success. It doesn't matter of like 100x or 1000x, but as time passed by, do you know my 100x? But if it doesn't, that doesn't mean it's a bad chain. It just means that not everything is meant to 100x. It's a good chain.
Let's ask ourselves the next question. What constitutes a good chain? I would like to say, sustainability and or value capture, right? Like that, so it could go up, like say Juno goes up to $5 or somewhere in between here and $5. But I'm just throwing out $5. I'm not throwing out a price for prediction or anything like that, but I'm just using it. Like just say it goes up, but then it finds the chain itself literally finds use case and sustainability and adoption through dApps or whatever, right? Like that's a success story. Through and through, that's a success. Yeah, I might have gone up to $45, $50, came back down to $5. But then, okay, say it did that for 2 years, almost 3 years. But for 10 to 15 years, it stabilizes at $5. And finds slow adoption, not massive, like crypto people are used to. Let's say just by holding it, you find like a 1%, 2% return. But you're still getting this inflation schedule. And also, it's like, I think that's a massive success story if something like that happens. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out. But it's funny what people define as success or not.
It's not bear market. And I bet you most people, they like investing in like 40, 50 and like got wrecked. They never saw. And it's like, some people just don't like the story behind Juno. Like they just know the top story. So I feel like every person is different. It's not like one aspect of like everybody who's bashing at Juno, they just hate Juno in the sense. They just don't know the full story of the chain. They don't know like development is happening. Like I interact with someone, they don't know about the charter. They don't know about the working group. They don't know about all this upgrade of the chain. So I feel like it's just a matter of like perspective for like most people who bash on Juno. They don't know everything, you know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it doesn't really matter what they think, you know what I mean?
Good news is harder to sell than bad news. That's why news never covers the good news.
Yeah. The bear market don't help too, you know? Yeah, but I don't know if anybody else want to come in. It's funny though, I wanted to stay there for like 20 minutes, when like more than 40 minutes. I like the conversation thing. Always nice talking to you. But do you have any update like on anything you're working on and like balanced down, any of that sort?
Yeah, man, I keep saying this, and I actually want to hear your guys's, because I was listening while Crypto Dungeon brought it up and whatnot. Balanced DAO, we're still like, even amongst, so Balanced DAO is like a, you know, not a us versus them, or it's like a let's work together alongside everybody else, but also give ourselves options, right? But we are, we are in search, and this is on me. I've just been so caught up with NFT Nashville and you know, all this other shit. But we are looking for people to nominate themselves, kind of like what the charter is doing. None of it nominate themselves or to step up to the plate and say they'd like to be on the multi-sigs for the Balanced Treasury and the Juno Treasury multi-sigs that we have. Right now, just Mol and myself are placeholders on it. I could even be removed from it. I don't really care. But we need to have people who want to, just like the charter, step up to it and say, yeah, we want to do this. There has been developments with, I saw them earlier, I don't know if they're still in here, with Yieldmos and them making strategies so that people can take the rewards that they're getting from Juno and maybe put a portion in it seamlessly and automatedly with their strategy with Yieldmos. So that was really cool to be, get working with them and talking with them and then have them have a strategy for people to use. Because again, the thought process is do a fraction, not all, don't swap all of your Juno, because eventually that rising tide is going to raise all ships, and Balance and Juno are both going to create a value capture. And so like, you just want to, you know, in my thought, this isn't financial advice, just do a fraction. Maybe it's like every day you get, 10 Juno. I don't know how much you guys get in rewards, or however, whenever you get rewards, just take 25% of that swap it into to balance, and you know, and then kind of hedge against not only yourself but the powers that be and the structures that have been thus far, and then you know, give more balance to the people and the entities therefore within that are already structured to kind of, you know, see Juno rise. Again, the option is to, like, we're builders. We need to find ways to incentivize builders and also retain builders. I'll just go back. One of the biggest examples that we could give was, you know, us losing Gelato. Gelato was, if we had balance and the concept going when Juno, Gelato was looking for funding or looking for something to sustain themselves, to like incentivize themselves to stay here. They could have easily gone to like, okay, we didn't get with the community pool. We didn't get it through the entities that were already in place, like maybe Core One or whatever. You know, what else options did they have? They didn't have one. So they had to leave. Like it was just like, but if they had options like, let's say balanced DAO, treasury, multi-sig, they could have turned there. Like let's say those people on that multi-sig said, it really doesn't fit what we're looking for. You could have still turned to the Juno multi-sig that balanced DAO has and got funding there. So like, the goal is to create options, right? And to work with everybody else while also creating a sort of scarcity for not only the balance token, but for Juno as well. And when there is, Demi was saying, when there is an actual burn mechanism, like, you know, that'd be really cool. But yeah, like there's a lot of moving parts. It's been on me. I haven't really been putting it out there. We are looking for multi-sig members though. So I've been saying this, so it sounds easier to say than not, but soon I will be making a hard push to find those members and to, you know, once I feel like what's been holding me up is I want to see what happens with the charter. I wanted to see what happens with the sale proposal. Unfortunately, that got shot down, right? But like things like that, like maybe the Juno directly, maybe the community directly didn't want to use Juno, but maybe the sale problem could have used, if we already had it in play, balance instead, right? Indirectly still affecting and still giving exposure to the Juno community, but through balance instead. So again, it's just a way to find options. And then when NFTs come to the Juno community, Juno network, again, like maybe we can gamify it with balance token, you know, giving more scarcity, there's a number of things. I don't want to just keep saying that, but you know, just gamifying NFTs and making NFTs on Juno a lot more fun. Again, a little transparency, something that I'm working on. I don't know if Finn's okay with me saying this, but I'm going to be partnering up with Finn to bring the first ever Juno collection. Well, not because of course Alice DAO is already be there, but in regards to working with Backbone Labs, you know, we're going to be working with them to drop a Juno collection. And again, we're going to, I don't want to put too much out there, but we're going to try to bring fun and more activity back to Juno. So yeah,
let's do it. Wait, so Backbone Lab, I know they have the NFT thing, the NFT platform. That's all the lab on Juno, I think, right? Or like this, they have in, that's only on Terra.
I'm gonna feel like a complete noob. I'm not entirely sure if it's already active.
All right, that's what I've been
good. I should know that, but I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know.
Yeah, because one thing I've been pushing, because I know TFM, you know, Rebel from TFM is like a we talk and stuff like that. So I've been trying to get, like, you know, in TFM you can buy NFT, but you can't lease your NFT. So I've been pushing to see if they could kind of like let a Juno user to be able to lease the NFT from TFM, so you could use the TFM front end to list your NFT to any platform on Juno. So for example, if you have an Atlas NFT, you could list it there, but when you list it, it gives you the option to list it either on Loop, Fusion, or any other, like let's say Backbone Lab, they have the NFT contract on Juno, you can list it there, or like Talis. So you're kind of like a way you don't have to leave TFM, so hopefully they can do that soon. But so that would be huge, because for like for a collection on Juno, it's not like, who doesn't get that much value? You don't get that much value that much, because nobody in a collection really don't sell the NFT anyway. But it's about if it was there live on TFM, that would be great. You know, like you listed there.
And yo, what's up?
Like, stuff like that. Hey, what's up, Finn?
What's good, y'all? GM fam. Backbone Labs has a Gravedigger on Juno. Like, if you go to backbonelabs.io and in their menu, there's the Gravedigger, and you can see Terra Migaloo, Chihuahua, and then Juno.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right.
Wait, so but what it doesn't have, right, is what they have on Terra and what they will have soon here on Migaloo. And I'm not sure about Huahua, but and that's an NFT project that kind of gets percentage from the Gravediggers back into the holders. Like on Terra, you have to hold three or more, and then you get B Luna every day or whatever. So to have something like that on Juno, where you're getting, you know, this reflection of yield to power something like JunoSpaces.com, powered by TerraSpaces.org.
There you go, baby.
Sponsored
there you
by go, baby. Crypto you Tank know. And the IBC gang.
Yeah, you know,
the math. Because at the end of the day, we're all going on this like crazy, ubiquitous, multi-chain experience. So the better we can build this shit now, the easier that next cycle will be to deal with. Thank you. Go get Little Nightmares on OmniFlix right now. Let's go. ImagineTheSmell.org, motherfuckers.
Wait, it's already live?
What's live?
It's already live. You can't get number 99 because that's mine.
Yeah, you can't get 42 or 13 or 88. But I bought an extra one to give away to someone that didn't have USDCs but has an OmniFlix address. I'm not sure how we're going to do that yet, but
wait. Can we put that again so I can tweet to live on OmniFlix one? I can go get.
Yeah, if you just go to Imagine the Smell, there's a link to the OmniFlix thing there right at the top. You should see. Shout out to Robo. I see him in the chat now.
I'm not going to lie.
Motherfucker's a beast.
So Robo told me sometime last week about how like I was sampled on it. I'm not going to lie. I was geeking out. I've always wanted to be on like a rap thing, right? Like I'm just thinking, whatever, kind of stupid fucking thing, but like, dude, I listen, it's fucking fire, and it's funnier because it's Jimmy, bro. I was such an honor just to be talking shit on one of Finn's fucking one of Finn's tracks. It was the best,
bro. That shit makes me laugh every fucking time, and I know it's coming, but like people that haven't experienced the track, like you just like this dope ass fucking verse, and then you're like, oh cool, there'll probably be a chorus here. Nope. Fucking Tank telling you about how much of a fucking pleb you are, getting dick in your ass for 5% staking on sexes. Don't stake on sexes. Stake that shit in your wallet. But yeah, that shit was funny as fuck. I handpick all the rec clips that we utilize in our music. And
I can't believe I know it, but it's still mind blowing because that was so long ago and y'all pulled that card out of nowhere. I was like, what?
Yeah, so I'll look and I'll see like how much little behind the scenes here. I'll look at how much of a gap I need to fill, if there's going to be a chorus or not, or we'll just use a clip. And then I'll just sort by like about that. And I just fucking started like going through them. I was like, oh shit, this is the one. It was so perfect.
Wait, how do you sort out like all of this space? Like I know what we'll be doing this space for like 6 to 10, like early days. How do you get all these clips from there? It's like a lot of work.
I just would do it while I'm editing. So like as I'm going through cleaning it up, if I hear something funny, I'll just like cut that shit out and send it to the rec clips folder. I think we're almost around 400 something rec clips at this point. Not all of them are like gold like that one, obviously, but like there's some pretty funny shit in there. Like super random fucking shit. In one of the upcoming tracks on the second EP, I think on Stargaze, once that's done, there's a clip in there about this dude talking about trees. And he's like, only hug trees once, because if you hug the same tree more than once, they'll eat you. Trees eat humans. Like, from out of nowhere. It's such random, funny fucking shit. But that's the kind of quality you can look forward to in the Rack FM studio.
My kid was funny. Oh, let me listen to that now. But Finn, what's your thought on Juno? I want to know your thoughts.
Juno's all right. I don't really have a dog in that race. So I mean, I'm kind of bummed that they gave money to a bunch of grifters but wouldn't support races. But you know what? I ain't mad at you. I kept recording their stuff as much as I could. And I know Reese tried to like AI replace it and then decided that it was too expensive to run the APIs. So I guess I am the last human standing in that regard. But
wait, how do you do yours? Is it like manually or something? Like you use a bot or you just like
No, it's all me manually. I just really well organized.
Man, that's a lot of work, man. Jeez.
That's why I try and tell people, they're like, oh, you could just make a bot do it. And yeah, well, it's not as good. But yeah, it's all good. I get what he was trying to do.
Gotcha. But one thing, if you with Juno and stuff like that, do you think Juno is doomed or Juno has a future?
I mean, listen, you look at it this way. If Lunk is still a fucking thing and not like dead, I mean, as long as there's people using it, as long as there's fucking validators validating it, and as long as Reese and you know, doing upgrades, keeping everything running smoothly, I mean, it'll never die. What it comes down, what's your definition of success? And what I find is it usually comes down to what one's into the token was. So if you bought in at 5, cool, you're stoked to see it get back to 5 or anything above that is success. You bought in at 45, now you might not think of it as so much of a success, right?
But that's on
but each for what it is, practice like
a DCA it's a, strategy. Don't be fucking yeah, putting well, your yeah, whole exactly. bomber on one spot.
Exactly.
Yo, that was like the influencer back in the day.
I'm
like,
not cereal right now, like a fucking adult.
Gotcha.
You know, I think it has like dope. Like, there's a lot of cool shit you can do on it. And as someone in the U.S. who's constantly getting geo-cucked out of fucking playing with different protocols, like, I think it's dope that there's something like that there. Just like Terra. Like, I think it's dope that there's something like Terra there, and shit's getting built there. And all of these things are connected, which is fucking dope.
All right, so since you see your Terra space, what is that? Are we getting USCC back? I wanted to
say that again.
Whatever. Are we getting USTC to $1 again?
Bro, that chain should have gotten fucking taken out back in Old Yeller, dude. I'll tell you what. I mean, it's funny just watching the mindset and the going through the feeds of the people that are like championing that chain now, and it's basically just evolved into like a BSC low cap gem shitcoin, but it has some interesting charts. So people see that all time high was $120, and then they see where it's at, and they're like, "Holy shit, my fucking hard math is correct." Then there's like a 90 chance of me fucking hitting the moon with this thing, and they don't understand like what actually happened in the history and why it is what it is and where it is. And then, you know, you get people that just like would Juno, you know, they bought in a certain spot and they're just there to pump their bags until it gets a penny over their entry price, and then they'll get out and they'll find something else.
Gotcha. But are you still involved with like the new Terra and stuff like that? Like, do you see anything good happening over there?
Not Lunk. I mean, Terra is the reason I'm still here. I mean, they're the only fucking ecosystem out of all of these players that were willing to fund Terra spaces for the good of the overall Cosmos ecosystem. And I think with the change in who's running shit and the change in direction, getting away from setting up the stable economy to building what they call it, like a digital nation state of economies or something through this alliance stuff. And then once Feather drops, you have Enterprise. I mean, there's cool shit getting built there. don't know, I don't want to like toot our own horn, but everybody knows like Terra devs are fucking, they're dope devs. Like they ship, they get shit done. You look at Whale, you look at Kajira, and that ship dope shit in the fucking Cosmos was a Terra dev at some point.
Yep. You look at TFM too, man. TFM is shipping like crazy too. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? It's even
and just if you like, and I don't expect a lot of people to really like keep track of what was going on if they weren't involved in the system back then, but like some of the automated shit that was coming out before the crash happened was like next level fucking shit. Like protocols set up to let you take out a loan and auto repay it back just from the yield from something else so that you could like go buy a MacBook or whatever and it would just auto repay the loan off. Like there was a lot of cool, clever shit getting built, not just the same fucking we need another DEX in a marketplace or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, we're all still here, so.
Imagine if UST never failed. Yo, we would have been a whole different story right now.
Yeah, the thing is, when you mess with the world powers, like, source of dark money and ability to like run plays, they take real extreme offense to that. And so out of all of the stables out there, I mean, even DAI, like UST was the fucking top contender. I mean, there's a reason so much funding poured into that thing. That was going to be the decentralized stable of choice. And then obviously what happened, attacks and whatnot. Because the government gets a stand for that shit. I mean, you know what they do. American government plays dirty as fuck.
Yeah, I wish the UST was like stable, not to the US. Maybe like 1.10 and be like, yeah, stable. No UST. Maybe that would have worked. But again, I just want to say thank you to everybody who coming in and chat and like listening to us. So I've been doing this space for 21 weeks, plan on keep doing it till Juno, which I don't know. I'm not going to say price. I don't know, like price.
You're going to keep doing it indefinitely, baby.
Yeah.
Period. Ain't no stopping.
Yeah.
You tell them I'm going to do this until I fucking die.
Yeah.
Till the wheels fall off again.
Oh, basically that too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So just want to say thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it. And if you like what you hear, you want to support me, Atlas DAI is there. We have Atlas NFT. You want to contribute. You don't have to buy my NFT. That's what I'm asking. But I would love your contribution and like anything else. But thank you. Thank you, everybody. And one more thing. If you're not going to Nashville, you're not doing anything this year, man. So
that's right. NFT sure. Nashville, motherfuckers. Y'all fucking heard it. The man himself said it.
Make sure to get your butt there, you know, make sure to, if you have to walk there, walk there. If you have to swim or anything of that sort, make sure to take it there, because I'll be there. So I'm excited for that, looking forward to see all of you guys. But before I end the space, wanted to see if you guys have anything else you want to share, Massive, FinTank, anything else you want to share before I end the space.
You know, I do, but I'll let somebody else go first if they want to. No? Okay, I'll fucking say it. Don't be fading, Juno, bitches. Y'all know what's up. I don't even know y'all scary-looking motherfuckers down there with those peeves that got all that fucking AI-looking cybernetic things. I don't know who you guys are, but don't be fading, Juno. Y'all know what the fuck's going on. Y'all should buy some. Period. Not financial advice. That's all I got. Peace.
Yeah. I gotta get Tank on the track, like, live, instead of just cutting out clips. Dude's got fucking hype man energy like nobody's business.
Fucking Flavor Flav up in this bitch.
Flavor Flav! Yeah, go cop Little Nightmares. ImagineTheSmell.org. We appreciate all y'all's support.
Yeah, Supri, Finn, you're the GOAT, man. And also, I wish I could have support you a little bit more in the aspect, but like let's hope the bull market happen anytime now. Yo, oh my god, I miss the bull market. I don't know about you guys, but damn. But I appreciate you, Finn. Thank you for recording the space and for all you do, man. Massive, anything else you wanna do, man? You wanna say to before we end this?
No, I don't really have anything, man. It's great to have you around. Great to have you in keep doing these spaces, man. We need positive people around Juno and good vibes around here. And the people that are still here are the ones that are going to make this, you know, pass or fail. So
yeah,
and also, it's good that you've stayed around, kept at it. Like,
thank you, man. And also, just want to clarify, everybody, I'm not a Juno Maxi. I just love the chain, and my goal, I want it to be successful. Because I see a lot of people saying, like, well, I'm a Juno Maxi. I'm not a Maxi of anything. The only Maxi.
You're not a Maxi, but Juno is your heaviest bag, correct?
No. Juno is not even my heaviest.
No?
No, Juno is not
my heaviest. Okay.
That's a stupid thing. Juno is not even my heaviest bag. That's even the funniest thing. I just like the chain in a sense.
My heaviest bag.
Well, I mean, no, I don't have that. I had most of my bag that I had, like, they were for mostly anything now. With the price going so low. But I still play on the chain, and I'm playing on buying every week and stuff, and like, every time I get paid. So that's just me. But I just like the chain, and I like the backstory and, like, where it's heading, you know? And people might not see it now, but I see that that's something there, you know? So I'm looking forward to see better thing for Juno. And as a Maxi, if I will choose to be a Maxi, I'll be a Bitcoin Maxi. So that's the Maxi I will be. But as for that, I just love the chain. And doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you tell me, I'm still going to be a Juno fan for life. So it's a die or not situation for me.
We should. I just got a dumb idea. We should make content about doing a different Maxi each week or every couple of weeks, and like just going like balls to the wall as hard as you can in like one ecosystem that you're not used to, and just becoming a Maxi just to kind of see how the other side live. I think that make for some interesting content, perhaps.
Yeah, the first one I'll go for is Cerberus.
I get Cardano first.
Cardano. You do know I say Cerberus. Well, am I saying it right? Cerberus, like the chain.
That... Yeah, you can't. It's got to be a live chain though. You can't be dead chain Maxi. I'll be Joe Chain Maxi for a week.
You know. But again, thank you guys for coming in. I wish Robo would have come in so I could hear his thought on Juno. Because he'd be having some funny take. You know, I gotta get the man speak, but it's not coming in. But thank you everybody again for coming in. Just like I do every space, always like to end it with a good note. Keep going, guys. Don't let the negativity of life get over your head. Keep pushing forward. And one thing I always like to say is, like, crypto is not everything. So don't bury yourself full and in crypto and forget like your life and everything else. So try to balance everything and keep going forward. Push for the success in life, you know. Try to do the best you could for yourself, right? You need to be the best version of yourself. So keep pushing forward. Don't ever give up, right? Ever keep pushing. So and at the end of the day, if Juno don't make it, we're still there with each other. You know, if Juno make it, we've been limbo one day, so so one way or the other. But just want to say I'm thankful to be here, and like I'm looking forward to keep contributing to the space and building the Atlas DAO brand. So that's like my vision, and I'm gonna keep pushing forward. So despite the price and everything, but yeah, love you guys. Keep going. Have a great week, and see you guys on Wednesday on IBC News. That's on Wednesday. We have IBC News. It's on Spotify. You can listen to IBC News on Spotify. Your one-stop shop for everything happening in the cosmos. If you don't want to miss anything, you don't want to miss any news that's happening in the cosmos, join us on Wednesday. It's also on Spotify. You can check my pinned tweet, Spotify, and you should just drink coffee, go to the gym, go on your wedding, like, go anywhere else. Just listen. Don't forget to listen to everything else. But thank you, guys. Have a good week.
Motherfucker screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.